This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Lions got to chase down the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. You know what you're trying to accomplish. See how you stack up. John, I want to do a side-by-side with Philadelphia, position by position. And I want people to be honest. Take off the Honolulu blue glasses, because I think this might be a sobering exercise to set the tone for the offseason. Sound good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's start with general manager. Who's got the edge, Philly or Detroit?
Philly.
Okay. And it's no knock on Brad Holmes, who's executive of the year, but Howie Roseman's done it better.
He's done it better. He's done it longer. He's had more experience. He's had more opportunity to be right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a very important offseason for Brad Holmes. One, we talk about Myles Garrett. We talk about the edge rusher. What's he going to do there? How is he going to continue to, quote-unquote, water the garden? And what is he going to do with guys that he has drafted that maybe aren't the answer, like a Levi Onwuzurike? What's he going to do with him? Is he going to re-sign Carlton Davis, or is he going to let him walk? Like, there's a lot of really important decisions, and I mentioned Levi Onwuzurike because that was his first second-round pick.
Yeah.
And he's been hurt. We heard so much about his training camp and whether or not he was going to be a huge contributor. Oh, he could play all four spots up front. Taylor Decker mentioned him. Everybody mentioned him.
We didn't see it play out.
And we didn't see it play out.
No, and I look at Howie Roseman, who, again, has done a phenomenal job drafting and resetting this organization from one Super Bowl win to, oh, did I mention his second Super Bowl win? As great a job as Holmes has done resurrecting the Lions franchise, Howie Roseman is the gold standard. It's drafting, which he's done as well or better than Holmes, and it's moves like Barkley and A.J. Brown that he's gone out and made splashes to help that.
Free agency for Saquon Barkley, trade for A.J. Brown. It's Jahan Dotson. It's Mekhi Becton, who was a first-round pick for the Jets. And by all accounts, it sounded like that was going nowhere. He was able to salvage him and put him down to guard. So it's being able to find diamonds in the rough in free agency, but also putting them with coaches that you believe can develop them. Tell me if I'm not talking about where we think that the Detroit Lions are.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You mentioned coaching. Who's got the edge there? Again, we love Dan.
Yes.
Sirianni's a Super Bowl champ, and he's not making mistakes in game that he has to apologize at the podium afterwards for.
Yeah, but he also had an epic collapse last year.
And Dan had a pretty epic playoff exit this season.
Sure. And a loss in the NFC Championship game. It's hard to say. I mean, this one's tough.
You can call it a push if you want.
I want to call it a push, but why am I calling it a push? Because we're talking about a guy that took a team, hired two new coordinators, so you have to, by default, say Sirianni, but he has such a punchable face.
He does.
That I just, it's really hard for me to...
You even said it today. They win the Super Bowl. He's got his hat over his
eyes.
And you're like, this guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're so cool. No, you're not. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to have to say
Philly.
Super Bowl champ. Philly.
Okay, so head coach and GM. Quarterback. It's Jalen Hurts.
Yes. Although.
Jalen Hurts has played in two Super Bowls and played better in both Super Bowls than Goff did in his appearance.
One, yes.
And again, he is now a Super Bowl champion, if you were fence.
Are we just going to use that default for every position? Well, on the offensive line, they won a Super Bowl, so it's got to be Philly.
No, but
the
with quarterback,
line, they won a Super Bowl, it's got to be Philly.
Head coach and quarterback and GM are like positions we really do value the direct correlation to winning, right?
Oh, so did you just say you don't value the offensive line?
Yeah, John, that's what I said.
Yeah. Really?
That's not what I said. You're with me, though. It's Hurts, Goff. It's
yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay, running back.
I'll say a slight edge.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't have to be by a cavernous gap. Detroit is very much a Super Bowl contender, but we're seeing how they stack up. Running back.
See, this one's tough because we all know that the season that Saquon Barkley had, but when you look at, I mean, we talk about Jahmyr Gibbs and his 1,400 yards, David Montgomery. Now, because we're talking about the position.
Sure.
All right. As a position, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for almost 2,200 yards.
How many did Barkley run for?
I don't know. You tell me.
Saquon Barkley last season ran for 2,000 yards.
Okay. So I'm going to say this is a push. Because of, now they're getting it from one player, and the Lions are getting it from two, but I also believe Jahmyr Gibbs, given more opportunity and not splitting as much time, is as good as Saquon Barkley.
Okay. I'm still waiting for an area Detroit's better. I think we get that with the next position group, wide receiver. And it's only slight. But I think St. Brown is better than A.J. Brown. I think J-Mo more productive than even Devontae Smith was this year. I give a very slight edge to the Lions at receiver.
Yeah, I would as well. And it's really the depth of talent. Now, are we including Laporta?
If you
in
throw
this?
Tight end, I think even more so than
right.
it's
yeah,
Detroit. Pass catchers are the Lions.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
O-line's a push.
O-line's a push, yeah. But you know what? O-line is a push if we're just talking about what we saw this past year. I think the Eagles are set moving into next year because we don't know what the Lions are going to do in free agency. We don't know what they're going to do in the draft. We believe we have something in Mahogany. Zeitler, while he plays, you know, we just don't know. So as if we're just talking about where they stand after this past season, then sure, I'll say a push.
D-line, it's got to be Philly, right?
Yeah.
Watching them manhandle their way to a Super Bowl on Sunday. Linebackers. Bond had a great season for them. They found him as a diamond in the rough. N'Kobe Dean, when he was healthy, performed as one of the best linebackers in football. I gave a slight edge to Philly here.
I'm going to say a push in that one because when you look at what Alex Anzalone had done, Barnes in that early on this season, Jack Campbell, I thought, had a really good to almost terrific season as a second year player. I'm gonna call that one a push.
Okay, corner.
Oh, that goes to Philly,
mm-hmm. And safety goes to Detroit.
Yes,
I think those are pretty clear cut. Yeah. Special teams, Detroit.
Yeah.
Kicker, punter. Long snapper if you want. I know you don't like how tiny their long snapper is.
Yes.
But special teams, the edge goes to the Lions.
Yes. Raymond.
But yeah, and Khalif Raymond on returns.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the key categories of head coach, GM, and quarterback, as well as D-line and even O-line is a push. Philly's got some big edges here in the head-to-head, which shows you the Lions have their work cut out for themselves.
Well, we talk about slight edge. We talk about, like, I'm not saying they're big edges. And so I don't, when you do this exercise, if you're just looking on the surface and saying, well, you know, okay, this one goes to the Lions, this one goes to Philly. Philly has more of those. However, I do believe that this offseason, it's very important for the Detroit Lions. This may be the most important offseason that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have had since they've been in Detroit, because you've done everything but get to the Super Bowl. You did the NFC Championship game. You had an edge. You lost it in the second half. You had the number one seed, and you lost in your first opportunity in the playoffs. Why was that? And part of it is, yeah, okay, injuries. Now, as a general manager, you can't account for preseason, during the season, 13 injuries on one side of the ball. And I think Brad Holmes did as masterful a job as possible handling that situation and putting guys in position or giving guys to the coaching staff. But I do think moving forward, even with Hutch being healthy, he was an absolute terror weapon, use whatever the descriptor you want. They have to address the rest of that defensive line. Now, Aleem McNeil, you're set. DJ Reader, I think he is good for another year.
Yeah, one more.
But what are you doing with opposite Aiden Hutchinson? I think that was highlighted early in the season, and it was certainly highlighted after Aiden Hutchinson got hurt, because there's no one to fill the void. If Myles Garrett went down for Cleveland, if Max Crosby, as he did late in the season, went down for the Raiders, like, you're not going to have another one of those guys to put in there and fill that void. But we had no one to pick up any slack.
So I think this is a healthy exercise. And we'll ask you guys, as Lions fans, where are the Lions definitely better than the Eagles? I think it could be a sobering exercise. It's a comparison. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. You stack yourself up against the best. And we gave you what we think. You guys can fill in the blanks yourself. John, we spent a lot of time talking about Myles Garrett. It's the obvious. Yes, go add a premium pass rusher, whether it's Garrett or Parsons or Crosby, if he's any of these guys. But it's not the only thing the Lions have to get better at. And I think that's what this exercise shows. So we'll talk about that a little more coming up next. It's 97.1.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget.
Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.